morning. Our family really appreciates y'all coming, and we're very grateful for the love that you have had for my grandmother and my granddaddy all these many years. My older brother lives in South Florida, and it's a long way to come in just a few days, but he is sad that he's missing us, and he has sent an email yesterday to be read today. He says, "As a child, Granddaddy was always someone you never wanted to upset or contradict. But as an adult, I came to realize he was a stone you could sharpen yourself against. He held to his beliefs as no one I ever met, unwaverable. From him, I have learned that it is most important to hold to what you believe despite what anyone, friend or foe, may say. I have also come to know that a great deal can be said in a few words. He was never a man of many words, which gave great weight to each word he chose. Never have I met a man so grounded in family with such a view of toward heaven. He will be sorely missed on earth, but certainly welcome in heaven." The next thing I'm going to read is an email. Chandra and I spoke on Monday, and then I emailed her later, kind of discussing this is her first grandparent to lose and my second. My dad's mother passed away 4 summers ago. And so I was talking about how I felt when we lost Meemaw. So I've sort of reworded it because it's the same for Granddaddy. I have a sense of exhilaration. I know that's a bad word to use, but I'm so excited for him. Nearly 24 hours after he was gone, I'm wondering how it all is from his perspective. Had he been given a tour of heaven yet? Has he seen Jesus' face already? How many relatives has he been reunited with? His own parents and our Amberly. The agony and the brokenness that I feel right now is mostly for Grandmother. 50-plus years of marriage, and then facing the remaining unknown years alone, without him, your best friend and your mate. That's tragic. I'm broken also for Miller and Mark and my own mother, missing their dad every day. And I'll miss him, and I'll think about him a lot, but it makes me sad mostly. But I also am filled with wonder at what his new life is like now. He has embodied the totality of Christian life. He dedicated his life to his family and to this church, and has done each of those things to the best of his ability, always with the motivation of love. There's no fear in death when life is lived like this. So all of these things lead me to take great comfort in the promises of our God. Jesus himself said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? We serve the Lord of the living. This doesn't make the missing go away, but it at least provides knowledge that the one I'm missing is alive with Christ. Perfect in every way, free from whatever sickness and physical problems he had. Christ is alive, and those who serve him are too. Salvation has a presentness to it. We are receiving the salvation of our souls. Eternity has already begun. Only in our next life, the perfect one where sin can't touch us, will continue when our bodies are through. None of this will make missing our granddaddy much easier. It will not make letting him go easier. And it's the letting go that hurts the most. But we can trust the one who is caring for him now. Thanks for listening.